This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour on the Thursday DJV program, July the 9th is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan at your service on your side, thinking about the status of the world and how my mind drifts off into various things. And one of the questions I was asking myself as I was reading an article in Wall Street Journal about all the people who are pushing to have everybody make, the guaranteed wage that's been proposed. I think in some countries they actually do that, don't they? You guaranteed 2,000.
Income.
Yeah. I don't want to live in that world. I don't want to live in a world that has equality of income. I want to live where there is income inequality. And I'll tell you why. It means that I have to work harder. I have to be smarter, I have to work longer hours, I have to deliver better value, and then I get paid for it, hopefully. I get recognized for it. If nobody's got an incentive, then what happens? We become, and I think that's what's happened in our country. That's why the Chinese are pushing ahead, whether the average Chinese person now is much wealthier under this sort of, this kind of capitalism, communism that they have over there. I was seeing, what was it? Maybe it was on over the weekend. There was something on TMZ about the number of millionaires that have been created in China and how they're living the lifestyle of the rich and famous because they're being incentivized by the government. There is, here we're everybody wants to get paid for doing nothing. Look at all the people in unemployment who are saying they don't go back to work because they are better off getting the government check than they are going back to work. How do you push ahead in that way? How do you do that? And why is that the case? If, in fact, we're trying to bring people back to our country to go to work because, we don't like doing business with the Chinese and having all of our stuff made over there, but yet nobody wants to work. They don't, the Chinese are willing to work for less money because their standard of living was so much less than ours, and now they're leaping past us in many ways in terms of standard of living. So it is really a wake-up call. It really is for lots of different reasons. All right, back to the mundane things. Those are my thoughts. Jennifer, your thoughts on the fact that the Houston mayor has canceled the convention for the GOP in Texas. Let's see, I thought they were doing it in Jacksonville for some reason. What did they...
They're doing the RNC in Jacksonville, but there are probably other conventions.
Oh, this is the state convention. Is that right?
Yeah. Right. So
yeah, it has to be on Zoom now instead of being in person.
Wow, how's that going to work?
Or virtual, however they're going to, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to actually give you some good news about the environment.
Good.
I'd like to talk about it.
Let's have it.
You might know that I live in the state of California, and for the first time in nearly 50 years, the only thing that wants to be in California apparently is a California condor. Everybody else is leaving because it's crazy here.
Snakes.
But for the first time in 50 years, California condors have been spotted at the Sequoia National Park. Now, this is the largest land bird in North America. They have a 9.5-foot wingspan. Think about that.
Wow.
And they used to inhabit areas stretching from California to Florida, up to western Canada to northern Mexico, and they were listed as endangered in 1967 by the federal government. At least six condors, so this is the good news, were spotted in the park in late May. Two were near Morro Rock, which is a hiking destination. Four others were in the Giant Forest, according to the National Park Service. Condors historically occupied Sierra Nevada mountains and were known to nest in the cavities of the big giant sequoia trees. Obviously, they need the space because of those wings. But by 1982, the population had dropped dramatically because of lead poisoning. So there were only, at least according to scientists, only 25 surviving condors. The handful of the remaining birds have been placed in captivity and breeding programs at the LA Zoo, San Diego Wild Animal Park, to prevent them from going extinct. And they were released back into the wild back in 1992 in the Los Padres National Forest, which is near me in Southern California. The flock grew to 100 through the continued release of the captive captive bred birds, so the ones that were in captivity, and wild reproduction. And now, after 30 years, it seems that they've been seen flying in Sequoia, and that's really, it's good news, kind of a happy news story that the condor is back and seeming to rebuild its population a little bit. They use GPS to track the birds, by the way.
All right, so let's have a troublesome story then.
On, silent, peaceful birds, sequoias. Give me a break.
Everybody's heard about the bird. The Supreme Court, in one of its rulings this week, siding with the administration in the effort to allow more employers to opt out of providing no-cost birth control. This is a requirement from Obamacare. High Court said the administration acted properly when it allowed more employers who cite a religious or moral objection to opt out of covering birth control. I don't know that
being
I...
cheap.
Well,
Let's be honest. Birth control is not cheap, and it's all these companies. Talk to their wives and their daughters. They're all on the pill or on some sort of birth control. This is hiding behind this like moral high ground is just they're just being cheap. They don't want to pay for it.
I don't know how many companies are actually going to even take advantage of this, but what this was specifically related to is the case with the Little Sisters of the Poor, which is a Catholic group that is opposed to birth control. That's okay for them to be that way. They don't want to have to, they don't want that to be part of their platform. So fine. Little Sisters of the Poor now have the right to opt out of that. And I think that's perfectly okay. If you don't like working for the company, if it doesn't offer the benefits or the pay or whatever, then choose a different company to work for. I don't know how many companies are actually going to even take advantage of this, but for religious reasons, the Little Sisters of the Poor took issue with it, and they won their case, which is
what you want to hire good people, you better give them benefits, and this is something women want. 70,000 women are affected by this immediately, apparently, according to the research that's here. So,
well, the other thing is birth control and for the pill, like let's just go with the pill, forget other forms. But the birth control pill, so many women are on it for health reasons. It has nothing to do with even preventing pregnancy. It's the birth control pill treats so many different afflictions and conditions that women suffer from. So I don't know. It's that's where like a lot of the argument against the religious stuff has come in, because it's not a religious choice. In so many instances, it's a very high percentage of women who are on it, who are on the pill for medical reasons.
What this was about, though, was forcing a group of nuns to violate their religious beliefs. So,
I get that part of it. I get that.
Yeah. So, I mean, we have freedom of religion in this country, and that's why the Supreme Court upheld it. So, whether or not, and I actually don't believe that many businesses in the main are going to even blink at this.
Either.
It's just going to continue on
either.
As it was. But for a group of Catholic nuns to have to do something they don't believe in, I think they made the right decision.
Yep, I agree.
So, what happens if you're Catholic and you have a medical condition that the pill can fix?
You're not working for Little Sisters of the Poor, probably. I mean, this
what if you're already working
group?
There, though, and you get diagnosed? I mean, there's so many different
tough.
Conditions. Endometriosis.
That's too bad.
And,
tough. You're tough
right.
luck. Yep.
So it's like if you're working for a company and you develop cancer and they don't cover that, then that's your fault?
No.
It's a little bit different, though. I mean,
I don't think it is.
Religious...
If you're not using it for purposes...
So I'd say if you work for a group of people who are like Christian Scientists and they don't believe in medication, they don't believe in Western medicine, then you probably shouldn't be working there. You know,
yeah. Right, but I'm saying, like, what if you're already working
them.
For a company that claims that it has this, you know, religious or whatever, and then you can develop a condition, and your doctor says, well, look, we can fix this condition if you go on the birth control pill.
Then you're
so
either going to
your
have to
fault.
Pay cash.
You're going
yeah,
to have to quit
have
your
to,
job, really?
You have to pay cash for
ridiculous.
It, or you have to find another job. And like I said, I don't think many companies in the main will actually take this up. But you can't force people who are religiously opposed to something to do it. you know.
I think one of the main problems that we have with healthcare in this country is that it's tied to employment. Your healthcare should never, I don't know how that started or why. I don't think companies should be responsible for providing health insurance at all. And people stay in jobs. I have stayed in bad jobs because my benefits were good and I didn't want to be without health insurance. That should never, those two things should never intersect. There should, healthcare and what your employment is should never, ever, ever be in the same sentence. And I don't know how that started. I don't know how that started, but it is total BS. So I don't know.
It should be the government either. Maybe it just needs to be privatized like auto insurance then, right?
Yeah. There's a thought to that, too. Needs more discussion.
Whatever it is, I don't think it should be tied to employment.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. So, Jennifer, what's going on with price gouging there in L.A. County? As an example, is it pretty typical of what's going on elsewhere, or is it worse there? We all know what's been happening since, you know, there are some people who have taken advantage of the situation since the beginning of the COVID, and the competitors go out of business, so they charge more money. I think there are a lot of different examples of this. So is this going to be a model for the rest of the country, do you think?
Well, are you talking about price gouging for what? You mean there is local ordinance right now from local municipalities, including the mayor of Los Angeles, said that there's going to be a task force looking for people who are price gouging. But yeah. I think it's still popping up. I mean, how many times did we see $250 boxes of masks on Amazon?
Yeah, that's toilet paper.
That's price gouging. There was a story out of Pennsylvania this week where consumers actually tipped off the attorney general in Pennsylvania because there was a pharmacy that was selling bags of masks, literally Ziploc bags. Bags, like homemade, for $25 a mask. And so when people are desperate for these things, you know, obviously the price goes up. But I know locally there's been a crackdown on that. I haven't seen the shortages that we saw at the beginning of all this. I think things are normalizing. You can buy hand sanitizer, you can buy masks, and you're sacrificing your retirement to do it. So it seems that things are getting better, but I'm sure there's always going to be that one that's going to set the bad example.
Well, there is. It seems almost un-American, though, under the circumstances. We aren't united. There's many different examples of us not being united where I think we ought to be united. We have real challenges to face this year. The virus, the situation with Black Lives Matter, and the election coming up. This is a trifecta of opportunity for all of us. Hopefully, most of us be smart enough to take advantage and come out on the right side of it. And then, of course, then what do we have? The definition of, what's the right side? Where should we be coming down? What's best for most is where I come down, frankly. Speaking of what's best, here is the healthiest, best way to lose weight that has come down the pike. I can say probably unequivocally ever. This is the best way, and it's become the number one choice for healthy weight loss with Americans and people all around the world. It's such an easy thing to do. I'm getting so tired of my voice sounding like this. I'm going to, Phil, play a couple of commercials. I got to do something about my voice.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Mike from California, and I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 2 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Hey, guys. It's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to safeplacesusa.com. That's safeplacesusa.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at safeplacesusa.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On and on. Time for one of my favorite features, as you know. If you listen regularly to the DJV program, we have Throwback Thursdays, which is basically a focus on the top five songs this particular week in a given year. This week we're going to the year 1974 for the top five songs this week, starting at number five with Gladys Knight and the Pips. The song is called On and On. Not her best work, but not a bad song. You want to crank it up, Phil? It didn't feel like the special kind of components that were put together for most of her big hits, but it did okay. I don't think it got any higher. I think this is the highest it got, number five. Gladys Knight.
Yeah, I like this. It's funk. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, okay. Well,
you like, I think, more traditional Gladys Knight stuff. You
like
and my mom are going to get along
the smooth,
so well.
The Philadelphia. She's the Philadelphia sound is what I like, and she's very smooth when it comes to most of the stuff. And, of course, the big hit, Midnight Train to Georgia. But there's so many other great songs. This is not one of them. Not bad, but not great. Number four, interesting story song from a guy named Gordon Lightfoot from Canada called Sundown. Remember this? Do you know this song, Victoria?
I've heard it. I wouldn't be able to tell you who sings it, but I know the song.
Yeah. All right, crank it up, Phil, a little.
And you don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame.
This week in 1974, getting to the eclipse of my broadcast career as a disc jockey, I got into the talk world in the fall of 74, so I was just on the ebb here during the midsummer of 74. this song, as I said, it was okay. Another one of those ballads. Really kind of interesting because what was in pop music at the time was all over the place in the 70s. And here's a great example of that. A studio group that dubbed themselves the Hughes Corporation with a great, oh my God, what a fabulous song this is. Rock the boat, baby! This is one of those really uplifting, fun songs. You like this, Victoria?
Yes.
You know this song?
Oh, sure, yeah.
All right, okay, all right. Crank her up there, Phil. You filled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. RCA Records, Yellow Label. I remember that silly stuff. That was in the era we still were playing actually the record, as it turns out. So, that was number three. Went on. I don't think it ever got to number one. I think it was number two after it was in the third position. It sounded like Casey Kasem, but I do think that was that's what I remember about the song. Number two, this was a song that John Denver devoted to his wife who had left him. This is a sad, sad song. Annie's song, John Denver. Number two this week, 1974. All right, here we go. Everybody's got a tear in their eye now. Maybe even me, Victoria.
Oh, what a shock. You well, cry at Puff the Magic Dragon, so, you know, but listen, the bar is not set very high.
Do you know this song?
Yeah, I hate this song.
All right, well, in spite of that, crank it up, Phil.
So boring.
Well, you know, it was one of those songs from... This is the beginning of highly produced music. There's a lot of stuff that went into it that maybe didn't come from the original recording. So this is... he's asking his wife, who left him, to please love him again. All right, here's number one, George McRae. No, it's not.
What is this?
It's Danny and the Juniors. We were teasing earlier about how much I like that song. George McRae, this song is a song I've quite liked over the years as well. It's a good, solid pop song called Rock Your Baby. Number one this week in 1974 from George McRae, who also I think came from Philadelphia, if I'm not mistaken, or somewhere around Wilmington. 2 weeks at number one, Rock Your Baby. Those are the top five songs for this week in 1974. Throwback Thursday on the DJB program. I'm Doug Steffen.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 33.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Newly released transcripts show that George Floyd did tell Minneapolis police officers he couldn't breathe more than 20 times before he died. The documents released yesterday come from the department's body cam footage and confirm Floyd's interactions with police. Former officer Derek Chauvin, who's been charged with second-degree murder for Floyd's death, told Floyd to stop talking and yelling as he knelt on Floyd's neck for nearly 9 minutes. Coronavirus cases continue to set records across America. A new daily record was set yesterday for cases, with more than 59,000 new infections reported. Several states in the South setting records for their single-day case numbers. The National Hurricane Center says a tropical storm could form off the mid-Atlantic coast in the next 36 hours. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
A new report claims Kanye West has been having a bipolar episode recently. The billionaire rapper did recently announce he's running for the White House, and he gave an interview to Forbes magazine this week in which he claimed, among other things, that vaccines are, quote, the mark of the beast, and that Planned Parenthood does, quote, the devil's work. Now TMZ says its Kanye sources are telling them that West is in the midst of a serious bipolar episode and that the family is very concerned. It says family members and those close to West are worried that this disorder is affecting his decision making. And the Wonder Years are coming back to us.
She's not my girlfriend.
This was true. Winnie Cooper was not my girlfriend. When we were very little, we used to go down to Harper's Woods and catch fireflies, but we really hadn't hung out at all together since we were about 9.
ABC announcing it's reviving that hit show, but this time it'll be focusing on a black family in 1960s Alabama. The original ran from 1988 to 1993 and starred Fred Savage, who's also always been against bringing the show back in its same form, but now the network says he's on board with this. In fact, he's listed as executive producer and is planning to direct the first episode. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
After the hour, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan continuing on this half hour of the DJV program with what you need to know about retirement now, a focus on where to go and why to go there. So what's number, where do we start on the list, at the top or the bottom? What's the best place or the worst place? What are we?
Well, this is the interesting thing about this list. This is from a website called 60 and Me. So this is a retirement age website. And so they listed the 10 most exciting states to retire to. So it's not necessarily, you know, the cheapest or where you can find the best tax benefits or whatever. This is this is in terms of if you want to live in an exciting retirement, then number one, which I don't really think of when I think of excitement, but it's Florida. So that's number one on the list. And the reason that they cite this is because it has 1,147 golf courses. It has free college for senior citizens, and it has, across other categories that they surveyed, it has 27% of its population is over 60, and 13% is over 65. So they said it's best suited for people who are looking to meet new people, and since the state has 11 professional sports teams, if you're a sports fan, Florida is listed as well as an exciting state to live in to meet people and follow sports in your retirement. Now, Doug, your state of Massachusetts came in number two. And the reason for that, they say if you like a good bargain, some of the discounts and freebies that you get on transport, hunting and fishing licenses, state park access. College is also free for senior citizens. Massachusetts is also one of the best states to start up a business. It has a five-year survival rate of 55.7%. You can write a novel in Massachusetts. Annual salary for authors is $76,000. You can enjoy good internet coverage with fast speeds. That's also in the ranking. And if you like community-led groups, there are 1,800 in Boston alone. So if you want to retire to Massachusetts, they say it's best for people who want to start new projects and maybe start a new business. And they say it's not suited for people who want to save money on their retirement funds because Massachusetts is has a high cost of living. So it's not a great state if you want to save money. But if you want some excitement, Massachusetts is a good one. Pennsylvania came in third. Again, for sports, if you want to socialize, 25% of the population's over 60. And many of them over 65 are single. So you can, if you're single and ready to mingle, Pennsylvania is where it's at. And they also say they have 8 professional sports teams, lots of hiking trails, 716 golf courses. So there's a lot to do in the state of Pennsylvania. Number four was Ohio. And they have a high business survival rate. So if you want to start a new business, if you want to stay active, lots of golf courses, local attractions, free college for seniors. And they say it's also best suited for those who want to stay active, with a mix of opportunities and different things that you can do. Number five, also a bit of a surprise, was the state of New York. The Empire State has it's number one for meetup groups. There are 6,400 groups that you can join and meet up, and it's also a good it's a good spot for authors. The average annual salary for a writer is $91,000, and of course it has a lot of hiking trails. You've got a mix of golf courses, good internet speeds, great volunteering opportunities. If you want to meet people, if you want to be a writer, then New York, they say, is the best.
How many people do you know who are writers? Who do you know that professionally makes a
living? I have a couple friends who are professional writers.
We're talking
about
novelists. We're talking about nonfiction. We're talking about newspaper reporters.
Actually, I have two friends who do both. They write books on the side, but I also have like a regular writing gig, whether it's for a newspaper or a website or whatever. Mostly freelance, really. They write for several publications.
This list gets me to focus on what people make in Massachusetts on average, or what people make in other states around the country, especially if you are an employee of the state or a public employee in general, whether it's the city, whether it's the county, whether it's the state. I want to tell you something. These pension benefits that are now being checked out by a lot of people because they are wondering where all this money is going to. I was sent an overview. So I have in front of me the information about beneficiaries of people in the public system in Oregon and in Massachusetts. The number of people who were making millions of dollars in retirement. You know how easy it is as a teacher, a police officer, whatever. This is another thing that needs to be reformed, it seems to me. I get that police have a tough job, but their scale should go up higher as they have more years on the job than it does. I mean, there are incentive raises, and you get a little bit more for this degree or for that course, that sort of thing. But I'm talking about people who decide they want to stay, who are seasoned and have been proven to be good on the job. You spend 30 years on the job, you should be incentivized to stay, not to leave. Because we need more people. How many times have you heard me say, we need them better trained, we need to pay them more money, and we need to have fewer of them. And is the, you know, you see a lot of people that go into various forms of public service, but teaching and I think the police are the best examples or the most prominent examples, Victoria, of people kind of, because they're allowed to, the unions have negotiated these contracts, kind of game the system. I know a lot of my friends, Heidelberg, where I went to school, was a great teaching school. I know a lot of people that retired with full benefits, 89% of their pay at 52, 54, they had 30 years in, they got out. Same with police. Here's a guy named Joseph Robertson, who's the highest beneficiary. I don't know what his job was, in the but he was a public employee making $1 million a year. His monthly benefit from the retirement system is $77,000 a month. And he's been retired every 2 years, 393 months of service. Think about that. And what people are making, I mean, that's the exception, not the rule, but there are plenty of people on this list who are making $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year as a public employee, and their benefits are $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month. And they've, you know, they've put in, let's see here, here's one that put in 185 months of service, another one 258, 491, 362, 386. Those are months in service to get that kind of retirement. It's not fair. It's just not. It's not right. We shouldn't be paying for that. But, on the other hand, people who are good teachers, people who are good police, these, there ought to be an evaluation system, and there ought to be a way to incentivize, you know, a good police officer. Why shouldn't a good police officer who's doing his duty in his job get $100,000 a year? Why shouldn't he or she? If they've been on the job for 30-some-odd years, and they have an excellent record, and they're good at what they do, I don't see that $100,000. I'd rather be paying them $100,000 with all that experience and keep them on the job rather than they get paid $60,000, $65,000, $68,000 a year. And if you take 84% of it, it's like a cut and pay of $4,000 or $5,000 a year. So I'm going to retire. That's not. I don't think this is a smart system at all. Do you?
No.
Is that a smart way of doing it?
No, I think this needs to be part of the conversation when we talk about reforming police departments across the country.
Yeah, yeah. And again, you sort of fell into my next focus here, and that is what we have, what our country is doing, how we are doing it, what in the world is going on with the costs people are gouging and have always got. I'm looking at my a physician services statement. All right, this was for I did remember I went in and had an endoscopy about a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yep.
You know how much it cost? The hospital charged the insurance, two insurance companies, $2,778 for me being in there in about 15 minutes.
Wow.
And of that, you know, I'm supposed to pay $198. I'll pay $198. How do they come up with these numbers? And here's another one.
Well, it's covered by insurance, and they assume, have insurance, I'm sure it's a different price than if you didn't.
Yeah. Here's a, I was worried about having, I had a couple of hernia problems, or I thought I did. So I went into an office, had a doctor consult with me, maybe 40 minutes. The insurance paid him $1,085 for that 40-minute
consultation.
Wow. Yeah. Wait, is there something wrong here? Here's another one. Let's see here. I did a scan of my, when I had that, I was going through something in the spring, early spring, I had headaches and stuff, so I went in for a CAT scan. $3,086 for a CAT scan that was instantaneous. So, you know, you look at some of these and what they, well, that's what they billed. You know how much they, Medicare paid $300. They billed Medicare $3,000 and Medicare paid $300.
So then you have to pay the rest?
No, I don't have to pay. Well, I'm supposed to pay $220, looks like, according to the bill. I just looked at these yesterday. Here's another one. I needed to have for my exam, my annual exam, Ken wanted me to have a CAT scan of my abdomen and my pelvis. $14,000.
Wow.
And that's what they paid. Medicare paid $14,000 for that. Is there something, I don't know, I mean, we talk about what's right and wrong with the system, and we wonder how, and you maintain that there should be a public health, like a lot of other progressive countries, especially Scandinavian countries that provide health care, a lot of European countries do, that would that bring these costs down, would be the question.
I don't know how it works. All I know is my friends who live in England and my family is all in Ireland, and I have family in France, and their health care, it's not tied to employment.
Mm-mm.
And it doesn't prevent you if you're at a job that you don't like, or if you're at a job that you're not really, you know, excelling at, or you're not making the money that you, you know, think that you should be making. A lot of people, I've been in this situation myself, you stay in a bad job because you have health benefits. And you don't want to be without health insurance. And, you know, in other countries, like in Ireland, I have a cousin who went through, who did IVF treatments. Mm-hmm. IVF in America is so expensive. It can go up to
$17,000. Megan had it twice before she got pregnant with
right.
Miles. $17,000 a whack.
Yeah, and none of it is covered by insurance. In Ireland, it's nope. all covered. All of it is covered. 100% of it is covered in Ireland. And it's just and that's just one example.
Fat old white guys make those decisions, you can be sure of that.
Yep. It's crazy. I you know, and when and everybody
crazy.
Likes and look, I'm not a Bernie Sanders supporter per se, but you know, when he talks about, you know, if we have he called it Medicare for all, and I think that was a huge mistake in the labeling mm-hmm. of it, because yeah. essentially that's what all the European countries have. It is there's a private option that you can pay more money for. So I have family members who have private plans, and then I have other younger family members in Ireland and England who have the public option. So you pay for both of it, but you just, you know, the level of care obviously is better if you have private, but the bottom line is everyone's still covered. And so we have such a problem in this country of people who have no health insurance, and it creates a larger problem on the system. And so, and the reason that you have health insurance, so the reason that the hospital bills Medicare $14,000 for a CAT scan is because they're offsetting someone who goes into the hospital and doesn't have health
pay.
Insurance.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that to me, it's like, this is basic math, people. I don't know why we can't figure this out in this country. I just don't get it.
One of the other things that I wonder about is why we don't have dental insurance. It's easier. Most of the dental insurance I've come across doesn't pay.
It's not good.
It costs you as much to pay the premium as it does to get the benefits, so why bother? So, well, maybe that's one
that,
of the incentives
yeah.
to keep your teeth healthier, and one of the ways to do that is to keep your enamel healthy, and if you're using some of the conventional whitening strips and that sort of thing, making a mess out of your mouth and eating away at your enamel, you're liable to have serious problems with your teeth down the road and wish you could find some kind of insurance. One way to prevent that is to keep your teeth white using the all-natural detergent and whitening agent that is Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, nothing messy about it, tastes pretty good too. You snap the tube, swab your teeth, 5 minutes later the coffee, the tea, the smoking stains, the wine stains start to disappear. Wouldn't you like to have that as your story? Well, you can't have it right now while you're thinking about it. Go to powerswabs.com. Use the discount code DJV10 and you'll get 40% off the normal suggested retail, which is $99.85. And then because you're using the DJV10 code, you'll get another $10 off the cost. So by the time you're done, you're in the $40 range. Power Swabs. Ask yourself what's important to you, the way you look, the way you feel, your health, all that stuff should be important. Try the 7-day intensive teeth whitening kit from Power Swabs. Get the free stain out quick stick as well. Free shipping using the DJV10 code as well. All of this stuff, your satisfaction is guaranteed. Watch as your teeth turn whiter in 5 minutes. Get started. Powerswabs.com is the web address. DJV10 is the code.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You'll never get this in 100,000,000,000,000 years, so I'll just tell you it's the theme from the movie The Green Mile. Tom Hanks, Michael Duncan, the character actor that we all talk about that's good, tall guy, why can't I remember his name? Chucker, help me out on this one.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of his name also. He's real. I love that movie, great movie.
Yeah, it is. It's
It was based on a short Stephen King story,
yeah.
And directed by Frank Darabont, who also did The Shawshank Redemption, adopted that also from a short Stephen King story.
You know, that has it's interesting you say that, because the movie has the same sort of feel to it as Shawshank.
Yeah, it does.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
It does.
Michael Clark Duncan died.
Yes,
I don't know what he died from, but he was engaged to Omarosa at the time.
Yeah, he had a heart issue.
So weird.
Yep.
Yeah, he had a heart issue. Who's that? I got to find the other guy. I want to say Michael is his name, but it's not. He was one of the baddies in The Rock.
Yep.
He had his own TV series. He's been on everybody's television.
Is his name like Ramsey? Is his last name Ramsey?
No.
He Phil look it up. He starred in the TV show Hack.
Yes.
At CBS for like 3 years. I like that show. It's sort of like a variation of The Equalizer.
Yep, right, exactly. But he's played equally.
David Morse,
thank you.
David Morse, yep.
David Morse, yep. Good character actor. All right, so. Yep.
You know, it's interesting. He's a guy everybody would recognize, but his name don't pop in your head like a major movie star, but a very solid talent for a long time. But anyway, Tom Hanks is 64 years old today, Doug. 93 acting credits. You could argue probably the best movie career of anybody in this generation. Started in a TV show called Bosom Buddies in 1980, ran for 2 seasons, has a cult popularity. Did a movie called Bachelor Party in 84, a very funny film before he was really a name. And then Ron Howard cast him in Splash the same year. He started to get recognition. 87, Big, made him a big movie star. Did movies like League of Their Own, Sleepless in Seattle, Philadelphia, Forrest Gump, which he won Oscars back to back, Apollo 13, Toy Story, Saving Private Ryan, The Green Mile, Castaway. That is an amazing bio for any actor.
What do you think
career.
He takes home? For example, the movie that's out now, they're only going to put it on, what is it, Netflix or Amazon or something instead of going to the.
Well, he got paid already. He's got to get, I mean, all said and done, all in, he's got to make $20 million a film.
I would have thought so. He's a draw. He may be our most attractive for a long time. Clint Eastwood, you know, they've been through the generations, the actors that have brought the most to the box office, John Wayne for a period of time. And I'm trying to think of women who would be in that same
Julia
movie.
Roberts.
Catherine
it's
Hepburn.
Julia, hand, in Julia our Roberts. It's Julia Roberts, hands down. There's no equal to what she did for like
what about Meryl Streep? What about Meryl Streep?
I mean, she's definitely one of the finest actresses of all time. Meryl Streep's making a movie, Let Me Go See It, Pay to See It.
Yeah.
Not equal to Julia Roberts, but still.
So will you go to see, are there some actors and actresses, and I'd ask this of both of you, you and Victoria, if there is an actor or actress that you will go see and you're not interested in what the title is, what the movie's about, just like them, and you're going to go see the movie. Are there people like that in your...
Well, now it's... But I would say Denzel Washington would be right there.
Yeah.
Is awesome. I always like Michael Keaton. Julie Roberts always was a big fan. And Rachel McAdams I like also a lot.
What about you, Victoria?
But, back in the day in the 80s, it'd be like an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Yeah, okay.
You know, honestly, I guess, I don't know if this is generational, but I really am not attached to any actor. I'm really more about what the movie, what the story is. Hmm. So there's no one, I love Julia Roberts, I love Tom Hanks, but I wouldn't see, there are a lot of Tom Hanks and Julia Roberts movies that I haven't seen because the story didn't interest me. So I kind of not really that attached to one actor or actress.
Yeah, over the years, I think when I was a younger
that is a trend.
Person, I would see, I would go to John Wayne movies, I would go to Gene Hackman movies, I would go to Julia Roberts, I would see whatever she's in. I think the best work she ever did was The Pelican Brief, she and Denzel Washington. I think that's a fabulously satisfying movie. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
I would go with Notting Hill,
Notting Hill also.
Yeah, Notting Hill's great.
Fabulous. Yeah, that's a fabulous movie.
I mean, I've seen Pretty Woman probably 150 times, and every time it's on TV, I'll still watch it. So she's great in that.
Yeah. That brings us around to talking about what movies do you have in your life. We don't have time to talk about it today, but sometime, what movies are there in your life that you will see over and over and over again? Chucker, The Poseidon Adventure. With me, probably Hunt for Red October. What would you see over and over again that doesn't lose anything each time you watch it? That's one of those.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.